Another Sodom. In the religious world today, God's mercy has been trifled with. Multitudes make void the law, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Infidelity prevails in many churches, not infidelity in its broadest sense, an open denial of the Bible, but an infidelity undermining faith in the Bible as a revelation from God. Vital piety has given place to hollow formalism. As the result, apostasy and sensualism prevail. Christ declared, "As it was in the days of Lot, even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." The world is fast becoming ripe for destruction. Said our Savior, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, and drunkenness, and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth, all whose interests are centered in this world. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Before the destruction of Sodom, God sent a message to Lot, "Escape for thy life." The same voice of warning was heard before the destruction of Jerusalem, "When ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains. They must not tarry but must escape." There was a coming out, a decided separation from the wicked, an escape for life. So it was in the days of Noah, so with Lot, so with the disciples prior to the destruction of Jerusalem, and so it will be in the last days. Again the voice of God is heard, bidding his people separate from the prevailing iniquity. The state of corruption and apostasy in the last days was presented to the prophet John in the vision of Babylon, that great city, which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Before its destruction the call is to be given from heaven, "Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues." As in the days of Noah and Lot, there must be no compromise between God and the world, no turning back to secure earthly treasures. See. The people are dreaming of prosperity and peace. The multitudes cry, "Peace and safety," while heaven declares that swift destruction is about to come upon the transgressor. On the night prior to their destruction, the cities of the plain rioted in pleasure and derided the warnings of the messenger of God. But that very night the door of mercy was forever closed to the careless inhabitants of Sodom. God will not always be mocked. The great mass of the world will reject God's mercy and will be overwhelmed in swift and irretrievable ruin. But those who heed the warning shall dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Not long after, Zoar was consumed as God had purposed. Lot made his way to the mountains and abode in a cave. But the curse of Sodom followed him even here. The sinful conduct of his daughters was the result of the evil associations of that vile place. Lot had chosen Sodom for its pleasure and profit, yet he had retained in his heart the fear of God. He was saved at last as a brand plucked out of the fire, yet stripped of his possessions, bereaved of his wife and children, dwelling in caves, and covered with infamy in his old age. And he gave to the world, not a race of righteous men, but two idolatrous nations, at enmity with God and warring upon his people, until, their cup of iniquity being full, they were appointed to destruction. How terrible the results that followed one unwise step. Labor not to be rich, cease from thine own wisdom. He that is greedy of gain troubled his own house. They that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. When Lot entered Sodom, he fully intended to keep himself free from iniquity and command his household after him. But he failed. The result is before us. Like Lot, many see their children ruined, and barely save their own souls. Their life work is lost, their life is a sad failure. Had they exercised true wisdom, their children might have had less worldly prosperity, but they would have made sure of a title to the immortal inheritance. The heritage that God has promised is not in this world. Abraham sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. We must dwell as pilgrims and strangers here if we would gain a better country, that is, and heavenly.